Hey, DMH Mobile.
Yes, you.
Hey, good morning, Toby.
Thank you for fixing everything, you and Joe. I was going nuts for a while there.
Well, Spectrum did a whole bunch of maintenance, and they didn't tell me that my IP address at my parents' was going to change. So it was sending all the audio to nothing.
That's not good. Sometimes they tell you that at the last minute, too. It's like out here with they usually send us out a message or you check the Spectrum app on occasion and find out, oh, this is going on. Now I know why my internet's down, because one night they never sent out a thing. And I was up doing something, and all of a sudden I'm working on the tablet, and I can't do nothing. Like, looking over, and the thing's going. I call them up, and they're like, well, I don't know. We'll do a okay, now I see they're doing an update. I said, okay. They forgot to send out the mass message.
Well, they sent out the message. I was just not prepared for the IP address to change, so I just had to change the DNS record and it fixed everything after that, so. But I was like, yeah, no, my VPN, or the tunnel that goes from my house to my parents' wasn't working, nothing was working, I was very confused, and good thing it was an easy fix, so. Anyway. Heading back to Autocross today, and hopefully we'll put down a better lap time.
Ah, how's the alignment?
Oh, this car handles like it's on rails. It's pretty phenomenal. The front tires are a little bit narrow for compared to the rears, because these wheels came off of a rear-wheel drive car that made about 100 more horsepower than this one did. So it kind of pushes through the corners a little bit, but it still feels pretty good, a lot better than it did a couple years ago.
Cool. Well, I learned a little more about the Anytone. I can change the mic gain, I can change the earpiece gain. Oh, man, I think I found a little more out about this.
Yeah, that radio's got a lot of different settings. I think my favorite setting so far is you can change the granularity of the volume level, of, like, the volume knob. So you can change the max volume level. So there's, like, I think there's, like, 9 different settings. There's, like, max 1 through 8 and then indoor. And usually I have a toggle so I can switch between 8 or I think max 4 or 5 in indoor. So as soon as I go outside and I need more volume, I just press a button and it bumps it up for me. And then when I'm inside, I still have quite a bit of adjustment between loud and quiet, because when you have it set to the highest setting, like, you turn it up, like, a little bit, and it's already way too freaking loud.
I'll tell you, the speaker mic was the worst part. It was so low. And then there was, like, ear piece or stuff like that. I changed that. Man, that worked nice now. I thought I had a bad speaker mic, and nope, I just had to change the volume inside the radio. So that's kind of cool. It amazes me, and I got a B-stock battery, a $19 one they had, like a B-stock. Oh my gosh, that thing's even nice. It came fully charged. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to run it till it dies, then I'll recharge it. And, you know, I'm actually quite happy with this radio. I just am amazed, we'll put it that way.
Yeah, it's a good radio. Programming, it's a different story, though.
All I have to do is ask your neighbor next door. He almost lost his mind on this when I brought it over.
Yeah, he was telling me about that. I remember when he was like, yeah, the APRS settings don't make a whole lot of sense. There's like this and this, and I'm like, I've never heard of this. And I'm like, you know, you'll have that.
Oh, I know, but, you know, after I went through some sites, I found how to get it to unlock itself, and hey, it's working, you know. Oops, speaking of, I'm on the wrong channel there. Okay, there you go, APRS. But no, now that I found a few more things, I wish I had a cheat sheet for these. I mean, that would be so nice, like those little nifty manuals or something, and they don't. That's what really surprises me.
Well, could always throw that into ChatGPT or some sort of AI assistant, and it could make one for you, and you just print it out. I've thought about doing that for a couple things, but anyway. Well, Toby, I'm gonna let you go. I'm just about to pull into the baseball stadium here, which is where this event is, and I gotta go through tech and get registered again.
Okay, Drake, thanks again, bud. I just about pulled all my hair out with this the other day. I couldn't get into DMR, I texted Joe, and then I said, okay, I'll text Drake, tell him we got problems with 2-6, and you were on it, so thank you again, buddy. Have a good one, and good luck with your contest today. ADMH, KCVSU.
KAP-9NN mobile monitoring. Monitoring. KD8FGW monitoring.
VPC testing. VPC testing.
KE8FGW monitoring.
KC8VSU.
Yeah, I gotcha, but you're real quiet.
That's what I wondered. Let me bump up the gain on this.
Never mind, you're fine now. I don't know what you did.
Probably got closer to the mic. I guess I'll have to talk into the bottom of the phone.
Okay, well, it works.
Cool. All right, I don't have a radio set up in the house, so we're going to roll this for now.
Sounds good. And 8 UH.
And 8 APX.
KE8FGW monitoring. KD8IWS listening. Nothing heard. KD8IWS clear.
KD8IWS, good afternoon from K8WQK.
K8W UK or QK?
Q as in Queen.
Okay. Good afternoon. This is Kurt.
Hello. Hello.
Here, Alba. Oh, good.
good afternoon, Kurt. You broke up there a little bit, but I do believe you, we've talked before. Yeah, you got a place up there, Star Township near Alba somewhere.
Yep, I got.
Yeah, is your battery dying, Kurt?
Yeah, I think it's on.
Yeah, I think it's gone. Okay. Nice to say hello again, Kurt, but I understand your radio's going south, so we'll talk again later. KWQK.
KD0Y, try it again, you're real noisy.
NT0Y, November Tango 0, Yankees, 27.
Try again, you're real broken.
Alright, well, I'll just say 73. Something's on with the input. I'm already on high power, and I'm hearing the repeater perfect. So we'll try on the next one down the line. NT0Y.
Okay, which repeater are you on? Because we have them linked up right now. I think they're going to start Sky One for Benzie County.
Okay, this is the Sheboygan repeater. Sheboygan, Sheboygan.
Okay, yeah. Okay, then it sounds like they're going to kick some here, so I'm going to clear off. KCAVSU. KDWH, KCAVSU, you on frequency?
KCAVSU in at APX, can you hear me?
Go ahead, Adam. Did you bring up the link?
Yeah, I think everything's tied in. I was trying to get in earlier, but I'm having trouble with this new app I'm using. For the station that was on the Sheboygan 7-4, that antenna's got some damage to it, so it's kind of flaky. If you've got the 145.19 in your radio, that's in Petoskey. You should be able to reach it from wherever you're at.
And did you get the severe thunderstorm warning for Benzie in northern Manistee County?
Yeah, I affirm. I just got a text from Mike here. Sounds like he's getting ready to start a net.
Okay, I've got it thrown up on the thing. I can start the prelim of it for him.
I'd give it a second, let him pop in here, and we'll go from there.
Copy that. Sounds like they got a tornado warning down in the thumb area, too. So, kind of getting crazy right now.
Well, fasten your seatbelts, because we're about an hour into about a 72-hour deal here. It's going to get real interesting.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking at stuff out in Nebraska right now. Oh, my God, you're lucky in that storm chase out there. People are stupid talking.
Yeah, I believe it. All right, I'm going to clear out of here and wait for KDH to get in here. NAAPX.
KCVSU.
All right, attention all stations. Attention all stations. This is KDRUH, Net Control. Northern Michigan Sky Warns, Severe Weather Network. We currently have a severe thunderstorm warning for Manistee and Benzie County in northern Michigan. All stations, please stand by. Well, again, this is KDRUH, Net Control. We are in condition yellow at this time for a severe thunderstorm warning. This will be a direct net. This time I'm going to ask for stations wishing to check in. I'm going to take priority for stations in Manistee and Benzie counties. Looks like the line will stretch from Onekama up to Frankfort, clear over through Thompsonville, and up to about, looks like it stretches up towards Lake Ann. Again, stations in Manistee and Benzie County I'll give priority to. I'll take any patients from there first for check-ins. Please contact Net Control. Give your call sign. When answered, I will acknowledge and we'll move on. First station wishing to check in, please do so at this time.
KV8, SDJ.
All right, Bob, I got you in there. I'm taking, you're over at your QTH.
Yes, that is correct.
All right, I'm going to circle back over to you. Next station from the Benzie or Manistee area. Okay, none heard. Bob, go ahead if you've got anything to report.
Right now, there's nothing to report. So we just got over with a slight rain, moderate rain. Winds are calm to light. There's no activity at this time, but that could change as looking at the radar.
Okay, very good, Bob. We're going to keep checking back in with you. It looks like it's you're probably in the path of it there, so we're going to keep checking in with you there. One more time for any Benzie or Manistee stations. Okay, nothing heard. At this time, we'll take other check-ins from Northern Michigan. Any other stations wishing to check in, please do so at this time. Again, call sign only. I will acknowledge. And then we'll move on to the next station. Next station wishing to check in, please do so.
Draken 8 DMH.
Kilo, Charlie 8, Victor, Sierra, Uniform.
Okay, Drake and ADMH, go ahead if you got anything to report.
Nothing really to report, just a little bit of rain. No wind at this time. And we're sitting at 64 degrees. ADMH, we're at Barlow and South Airport.
Okay, very good. Catch you.
KCBSU, 55 degrees, humidity 84%, barometer 29.70, cloudy with light rain, very light, 5 to 10 mile an hour winds, that's all at this time. I also tried to get a hold of some people down in Benzie County on the GMRS, but no response.
Okay, very good. Next check-in, please go ahead.
Kilo, Charlie 8, Charlie, Mike, Quebec, Lewiston, Michigan, John.
Okay, KC8, CMQ, I got you in Lewiston. Next station, please.
November 8 Alpha Papa X-ray on board.
Okay, NATX, I got you. There was a second station in there. Second station, go ahead.
N8WK.
Ward N8WK, I got you. Adam, go ahead. NATX, go ahead.
Uh, I got nothing for you, Mike. I'm just here on the side in case you need a hand.
All right, sounds good. Sheboygan, I take it?
Yeah, that's a firm. The only thing I will tell you is I'm sure you've seen that mesoscale discussion. They deleted it, and they've reworked that. They redrew that line, and now it's got a big swath through our southwestern corner of our WFO, just so you're aware.
Okay, I did not see that. I'll have to go back and take a look at it. Ward, NAWK, what's your location?
Bryant Park, Traverse City. I really have nothing to report. We've had some pretty good rain, sufficient to knock out our cable signal.
Yeah, it sounds like there's more on the way. Okay, next station wishing to check in, please do so at this time. Okay, nothing heard. We're going to go ahead and try one more time for any stations in Manistee or Benzie area. Currently we have a severe thunderstorm warning covering those two counties. I'm going to take priority for any stations that are in those areas with any reports or wishing to check in. I'll stand by again for any stations in Benzie or Manistee. Okay, nothing heard. And we'll stand by again for any stations for general check-in. Please call net control.
NT0Y, November Tango, Zero Yankee. Name is Jay, Juliet Alpha Yankee.
Let me make sure I got that right. November Tango Zero Yankee, is that correct?
Yep, you got it.
Okay, and what's your present location?
Currently southbound 127, passing through the Indian River area. So I probably won't be in the coverage area through the whole Skywarn net, but listening along here for the travel.
Okay, yeah, very good. Looks like for right now you're in the clear. A good majority of what we have is on the west side of the state right now, Frankfort, all the way down through Onegama into Manistee proper, it looks like. So, yeah, it looks like you're going to be in the clear. Next station.
KE8FJW,
go ahead with your location.
St. Marie, just a light rain up here so far. Back to that, KE8FJW.
Okay, got you in there, Brad. Next station. Okay, nothing heard. N88DX, was that for today or was that for tomorrow's event?
That's for real time. That's one of their meso discussions, not the severe weather outlook, just when they drop a mesoscale discussion for this one's a convective mesoscale. Let me pull it up here. And it says mesoscale discussion 7:59 from Storm Prediction Center. Concerning severe potential, watch possible. Possibility of watch issuance is 40%.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I got it now. I was on NWS chat. I did see 751. Is that the one you're looking at, or was it a different one?
Nope, they expired 751, and they've reissued 759. That's where it moved up into our WFO quite a bit. Mainly, my computer froze up. It's got a small section of maybe Grand Traverse County. It's got all of Benzie, and it's got a big chunk of our WFO in it now.
Okay, yeah, I see it now. Yeah, I don't know why I wasn't finding it.
I'm sorry, I missed your last there. Go again.
No, I was just saying, I don't know why I wasn't seeing it earlier. I got it now.
Okay, copy.
All right, and again, we are under a severe thunderstorm warning at this time for portions of Manistee and Venza County. It looks like the Sal is approaching land. At this point, I'd have to say it's just making landfall over Onekama and Manistee, headed up right up towards Bear Lake and Pleasanton. So any station in the Manistee or Venza area that has anything to report, we'll stand by for your check-in at this time. And again, we are under a severe thunderstorm warning.
Gator HN8, image.
Go ahead.
Yeah, we're starting to see water pooling and parking lots and stuff pretty good, along the edge of the road. I'm just about to drive down into Logan's Landing, so give me a second and I'll tell you what it's like down there.
Okay, yeah, that's going to be the troublesome spot down there, so just let me know what you find.
Nothing overly concerning at the moment. It is starting to kind of pool a little bit along the shoulder, but it's not pooling on the road yet.
Okay, yeah, with the way the road is down there, that right lane's always going to be the one to flood up before the center, but, yeah, just keep an eye on it and let me know.
Will do. Thank you, mate.
Are you going to just kind of meander around that way, or are you going to kind of change your location?
I am heading to Target right now. But I can mosey on around other places if I needed.
Nope, that's fine. That area is perfect.
Sounds good.
All right, again, this is KDAREH, NAT Control, Northern Michigan Skyward. This is Weather Network. Do we have any stations wishing to check in at this time? Please contact NAT Control. Hey, this is KDREH, Net Control, Northern Michigan Skywarn Severe Weather Network. Again, we are under a severe thunderstorm warning for Manistee and Venza County. Looks like 29 minutes left on the warning. 60 mile an hour wind gust. 3/4 inch size hail radar indicated on both. We have no spotter indications. Looks like it's valid until 7:15. At 617, a severe thunderstorm located along a line extending 16 miles west of Pierport to 12 miles northwest of Orchard Beach State Park to 9 miles west of Manistee, moving at 40 mile an hour northeast. Hazards are 60 mile an hour wind gust and penny-sized hail. Everything's radar indicated. Impact, expect damage to roof, siding, and trees. Severe thunderstorm will be near Arcadia, Pierpoint, around 6:30, Frankfort, Onekama, Alberta, Bear Lake, Wildwood, around 6:35, Norwalk, around 6:40, Beulah, Mazonia, 6:45, Thompsonville, Calava, Honor, 6:50, give or take on those. I think it's moving a little slower than what they anticipate, and Copemish, around 6:55, break. Again, this is all radar indicated, but it is moving northeasterly at this point. So again, if you have any stations in the Manistee or Venza area wishing to check in and give reports, please call Net Control at this time.
Thank you.
Station calling, go ahead one more time, you were broken.
KVHSDJ.
Yeah, Bob, go ahead.
Yeah, there's nothing more to report from last time. Winds are calm to light, and presently no rain. I've heard consistent thunder. Looking at radar, it's soon to change.
Okay, yeah, you're definitely in a lull at this point. It's probably about maybe 15, 20 minutes from you. You're going to start seeing some light rain and then very heavy, so you do have a little bit of time yet. And as stated earlier for the mesoscale discussion, 759, looks like decent corridor, Grand Traverse, Benzie, Manistee, Wexford, Meskaki, those areas of our coverage, at least by repeater. From Manistee all the way towards Bad Axe, a couple counties above and below, they are anticipating wind 55 to 70, chances of hail 1 inch to 1 inch and 3 quarter, and a weak tornado or two are possible. Let's see here. The probability of a 40-50% chance of a watch being issued. A few instances of severe hail may be accompanied by multi-cells and isolated supercells over the next few hours. So we are anticipating this to continue on for the next few hours anyways. And with that, I will stand by for any other stations. All right, again, this is KDREH Net Control, Northern Michigan Skywarns Fair Weather Network. If we have no other stations in Benzie and Manistee, we are in condition yellow via directed net. If there is a station wishing to check in, please call Net Control, and we'll get you checked in. We are probably going to do about every 5 to 7 minutes here. We're going to ask for any other stations and keep everybody up to date. This is KDREH Net Control. This is KDREH Net Control. Is there somebody trying to break in?
Net Control, Kilo Echo 8 Whiskey Sierra Zulu, Andrew, logging on.
Andrew, can I get your call again? It was Kilo Echo 8.
Whiskey Sierra Zulu.
Okay, got you in there. QTH the same over there in the Grand area.
Currently no rain at the moment. That's what you're inferring by.
Actually, I was just trying to see what your location is.
Oh, pardon. We're here on County Road 633 off of 31.
Okay, very good. And I got you in the log. Any other stations wishing to check in at this time? Northern Michigan Skywarn.
KF8, GDW. I haven't started with the Skywarn yet, but I will get the training and get it done.
Okay, very good. One more time with the call. Is it Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Tango? Then I kind of lost the rest there.
Golf, Delta, Whiskey.
Okay, Golf, Delta, Whiskey. Got you in there. And what is your current location?
I'm about a half a mile south of Walloon Lake, up in the hills. I'm in a truck with a handheld Bofang and a 5/8 wave magnetic mount on the roof.
Okay, and you're making it in just fine. Currently, in your area, it doesn't look like there's going to be too much severe weather. It looks like it's mainly over on the east side right now, or excuse me, the west side, Manistee, Benzie area, so we are keeping an eye on that. Any other stations wishing to check in? All right, nothing heard. Bob, looks like it's headed your way. If you're looking at the radar, it's just about to hit Copemish. It's basically all the way right now from Frankfort down in through Manistee City, headed up to Brethren. So I'd say Brethren to Frankfort. It's quite a swath there, but it's definitely headed your way.
Yeah, Mike, I've been looking at the radar, and distant thunder is getting closer and a little more stronger, and the conditions here have really not changed, but I will alert you if there's any change at all. Here's the HSDJ.
Okay, very good. N8APX, are you still on the air?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, are you looking, look over by Pleasanton, between Pleasanton and Bear Lake, and on velocity there, tell me what you're seeing, if you're kind of seeing anything at all.
All right, stand by one, let me take a look here real quick. Definitely looks like it's trying to do something there. It's not very organized, but there's definitely opposing forces there, right between the two cities.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was seeing, too. It's definitely making a northeast run. I'd say it's going to just skirt Thompsonville and Copemish, basically. But, yeah, you keep an eye on that for a little bit and see what that's going to do.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll run split screen here and keep an eye on that.
Okay, sounds good. If anything changes, just let me know. I'm up on 800, too.
All right, copy. N8APX.
KVHCC, VSU, I've got nothing out of Benzie County or that area, FYI, for GMRS.
Okay, I'd probably just stand by on that for a little bit. KB8SVJ, net control, K8REH.
Go ahead, Mike, KB8SVJ.
Yeah, just for your advisement, we're watching some velocity changes in between Copemish and Thompsonville. Looks like it might be organized and trying to do something. Nothing definitive yet, but it's definitely right down towards your area. Nobody's said anything definitive on it yet, but it's looking a little suspicious.
Yeah, I've been looking at the radar. I haven't been listening to the other reports other than yourself, but the radar, the wind is picking up slightly here. Of the thunder is getting closer, more frequent, but the conditions really here has not changed yet that much. But I will keep an eye on it and will advise KVA as we get.
And if you're looking at the radar, it's not going to really show on the reflectivity. It's on the velocity side. So if you change your radar over to velocity, you'll potentially see it. But I figured I'd just give you a heads up. It's kind of headed towards you. All right, again, this is Net Control, Northern Michigan Skywarn Survey Weather Network. We do at this time have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for Benzie and Manistee County in northern Lower Michigan. Looks like it's got about 5 minutes left on it before it expires. I do anticipate them reissuing this and extending it. Looks like we still have until 7:15. It's 7:03. Severe thunderstorms are located along a line extending from Benzonia to near Copemish, all the way down to Brethren, moving east at 30 miles an hour. Storm has a history of producing at least 44-mile-an-hour wind gusts. The hazard, 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts. Everything's radar indicated. Expect damage to roof, siding, and trees. And it looks like the storm will be near Thompsonville and Copemish right now at 7:10. So all stations in those areas, please remain alert. And we will continue to follow this as it moves through. Again, this is KDRH Net Control.
Net Control, Kilo Echo 8 Whiskey Sierra Zulu. New severe thunderstorm warning has been issued for southeastern Benzie County, northwestern Wexford, southwestern Grand Traverse, and northeastern Manistee County until 8 p.m.
Yep, I was just about to announce that all stations stand by.
Along with the torrential rainfall. Yeah, on that. Kilo Echo Whiskey Sierra Zulu.
Alright, this is Net Control, Northern Michigan Skywarn Survey Weather Network. Severe thunderstorm warning has been issued. Southeastern Benzie County, northwestern Wexford County, in northern Michigan, along with southwestern Grand Traverse County and northeastern Manistee to continue. So be until 8 p.m. at 7:10, severe thunderstorms are located along a line extending from Thompsonville to Copemish near Calava, moving northeast at 35. Still hazard 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts. And again, two new counties in this. We have Wexford and Grand Traverse County. So at this time, we'll take any stations in the western side of Grand Traverse or the northwestern side of Wexford County. Any stations in the western or northwestern side of Wexford or Grand Traverse, please check in. Net Control to KD8SVJ.
KV8SVJ.
Yeah, just to give you a heads up, looks like the storm, the stuff we were looking at there, it's kind of dying and breathing. It's coming back. Just kind of curious, you are surrounded by trees there, so you're not going to see it, but It is kind of reorganizing a little bit, so if there is anything, it's definitely headed your way, and just wanted to make you aware of it. If there is any rotation or lowerings there, it'd be right basically where you're at.
Yeah, I do have a view of the sky to the west, southwest, and I don't see anything. You know, but you can see right now, the clouds are definitely moving quite fast, starting to rain, and my electricity has been flickering off and on, so I don't know if it's going to, you know, take out that repeater or not, so if we do lose power. But I do have backup power here, though.
All right, Bob, does any of that look rotation to you, or is it just fast-moving clouds in one direction?
I don't see anything that would require or resemble rotation. It's just fast-moving to the east. There are a few, you know, clouds hanging down, like the scary looking clouds or something, but I don't see anything that would resolve our location.
All right, very good. Please, if you could, just kind of keep an eye out on that. If you get to the point where you need to go in for cover, please do so. But if you could keep an eye on it for us, that would be great. It's definitely an area of interest in the radar, so we're trying to keep an eye on that as much as we can.
Yeah, I copy that, Mike. And in the last 20, 30 seconds, the wind has picked up substantially.
Okay, very good. We're definitely going to keep an eye out here. It's about probably 2 to 5 minutes away from you, if not less, but we'll definitely keep checking in back with you.
Copy that. KBA, that's CJ.
Okay, REH Kilo, Echo 8 Whiskey Sierra Zulu. That's cell down right north of Copenmish. Has more of like a distinct velocity hook on that right now. The recent scan.
Yeah, that's what we're watching right now. We got a couple guys in there. We got one guy in the area that's watching it, so it's kind of what we're hoping he can get eyes on. It definitely is trying to do something.
Yeah, meso analysis. SQC is showing more down south of where anything is really going to happen, but, you know, that's whatever happens.
All right, this is Net Control, K8REH, Northern Michigan Skywarn. Looks like the previous box has been about to expire. We still do have a severe thunderstorm warning for portions of Benzie, Manistee, Wexford, and Grand Traverse County. A cell of interest is headed basically right between those four points. It's at the four corners right now, just to the northwest of Copenmish, headed up in towards Grand Traverse County. Any stations in the southern, southwestern end of Grand Traverse and the northwestern end of Wexford County, take any reports from you at this time, and if, Bob, if you have anything else, please go ahead.
Mike, the only report I have right now is the rain and wind has way picked up, and the sky to the west, west-southwest where I can see, it's actually lightened up. It was very dark, but now it has lightened up considerably, along with the wind and the rain.
Okay, so either it's right over you right now or it's just going past you, one of the two. I'm trying to get you pulled up on radar here.
According to my radar, it's right on top of me. KBA, that's good.
Okay, very good, Bob. Yep, keeping an eye on it here. Looks like it's past you, if not right over top of you, and it's headed right up into Grand Traverse County.
I have seen no signs of any hail.
Just heavy wind and rain, correct?
That is correct. Now the wind just shifted direction. We'll come out of the west, now it seems to be coming out of the east.
Yeah, velocity's pretty much tracking right about where you're at, so it's got to be right over you right about now.
If there were to be any hail, it would be more north of the cell, up a little around Copenmish and Thompsonville. It looks like to be in this cell, but it looks like it's gone down a little. What's the reason right there? Looks like that. Kilo, go, let's get to it.
I am just north of Colt, Michigan, in Neson City.
Right on. It's moving pretty fast. We just got another airman a second ago. And it's expected to be pretty much mission time to go there. Not tired.
Alright, Bob. Gotta be going right past you right about now, so if there is anything, it'll be on the bad side of that. It's up in the Grand Traverse at this moment.
Net control, this is NAWK.
NAWK, go ahead.
Mike, we're starting to get some pretty loud thunder. I haven't seen any lightning, and it isn't particularly raining too hard, but the thunder seems like it's awfully close.
Yeah, it looks like right where you're at, there is a cell. It'd basically be right about over Garfield right now headed towards you. So the heaviest amount's probably just about to hit you. A decent amount right there. The other part of that cell is a good maybe 15 minutes out from hitting you, but you're about to get some decent rain over that way.
Okay, well, we'll keep an eye out for it.
Go ahead, Toby.
Okay, I just up there in my temperature to go down 64. You mentioned now 18. Still at 2970. We are getting some winds, probably about 10 miles an hour. Rain. We have had thunder here and a couple of loud ones. KCVSU over control.
All right, thanks, Toby.
Hey, Mike, I just looked here at my radar. It looks like those two cells are separating at this time. And I need to get on the other radio. I'm having trouble getting in, I guess.
Hey, this is Net Control, Northern Michigan Skywarn Server, the network. Again, we have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for portions of Wexford, Grand Traverse, Benzie, and Manistee. Severe thunderstorm warning is in effect until 8 p.m. Looks like nothing's changed at this time. The storm is into Grand Traverse County and Wexford County. Standby. All right, looks like in the middle of my announcement, they changed the warning box on us. This is a change. The severe thunderstorm warning for northeastern Manistee County is canceled. Storm has moved out of the area. Looks like it remains in effect until 8 p.m. for southeastern Benzie, northwestern Wexford, and southwestern Grand Traverse counties until 8 p.m. 729. Severe thunderstorm was located along a line extending from Interlochen State Park to near Buckley to Mesick, moving northeast at 45 mile an hour. Main hazard, 60 mile an hour wind gust. Everything is radar indicated at this point. We have no spotter confirmations on anything. And looks like torrential rainfall is occurring in these storms, so just be prepared for a little bit of flash flooding. Again, severe thunderstorm warning is in effect until 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time for the following counties, southeastern Benzie, northwestern Wexford, and southwestern Grand Traverse counties. This is KDREH Net Control.
KBHSVJ.
Go ahead, Bob.
It has appeared that this storm has passed me. I have got moderate to light rain, calm to light wind. Sky is clearing up. It must have passed over me.
Yeah, looks like it's away from you. It's into Grand Traverse quite a bit and Ward County. Majority of the heavy rainfall is headed up that way anyway, so you're in the clear for now.
I will still keep an eye out for you, though. KP8SVJ.
Yep, there is a potential later this evening for throughout the night for any other severe weather to come across as well from Wisconsin. We're kind of keeping an eye on that, so just be aware. Yeah, station calling, not making it.
KF8DMK Monitor.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, was that DMK, was that the call?
Yes, that is correct. Christopher here on KF DMK.
Okay, very good. Just letting you know we are running the Skywarn net at this point. Just if you want to check in, I can put you in the log.
That's what I was a little suspicious of. I am located 3.5 miles south of Buckley. And the storm just hit. Pretty violent waves, pretty heavy winds and rain.
Yep, you definitely got what KB8SVJ was experiencing there. It looks like it's breaking up quite a bit. Majority of what you're seeing, looks like you got one cell that just went through. There's another path that's about to go right through the Buckley area there if you're between Buckley and Mesick.
Copy that. I will continue monitoring.
All right, not a problem. If you got anything to report, please feel free to break in at any time. This is KDREH, net control. Hi, this is KDREH, Northern Michigan Skywarn Severe Weather Network. Band A, severe thunderstorm warning is in effect for southeastern Benzie, northwestern Wexford, and northwestern Grand Traverse counties until 8 p.m. Again, 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts are possible. Looks like it's still located along a line from Interlochen State Park to near Benzie, or excuse me, to near Buckley to Mesick. It's moving northeast. Yeah, it's approximately 45 mile an hour. Hazard 60 mile an hour wind gusts, and again, and this is all radar indicated. Again, severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 8 p.m. Net control, we are in condition yellow.
N8APX, just FYI, it sounds like the National Weather Service is planning to let this warning expire and not continue on, barring any spotter reports.
Yep, I kind of wondered if that was going to happen. It's just not looking impressive at this point. It's starting to fall apart.
Yep, so we expect that to finish out its term there and then not have any ones extended. So just FYI, N8APX.
All right, with that being said, we are still in condition yellow. However, as N8APX said, this is going to expire, run its course and expire out with no continuation. pending any spotter reports. So with that that note, we're going to stand by if any stations have anything to report. If not, we're going to go into a standby mode at this point and just keep an eye on it.
Kilo Delta 8, November Hotel, report from downtown Traverse City.
Kilo Delta 8, November Hotel, go ahead.
Yeah, I've been listening and watching the storm for the last 30 minutes. Watch this next cell come over here. Increased rain has happened in the last 5 minutes. Wind started to kind of move around, but there's no real increased wind as of now as the cell has hit Traverse City. I'm here in the Traverse City Heights neighborhood, and we just have increased rainfall. No real other alert other than thunder and obvious lightning, which is happening. That's my report, and thanks a lot for being out there. Kilo Delta 8, November Hotel. Back to Ben.
Okay. Thank you, Nick, for checking in, and I got your report there. If anything else changes, we'll let you know, but right now it looks like this cell is starting to weaken and diminish.
Net control, Kitty, IRH. Kilo Echo, Whiskey 00.
Yeah, station calling, low audio, try again.
Net control, Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey 00. We're getting about an inch of rain over here per hour. Where couplets would be, lack of rotation, everything very unorganized. Looking at radar, there is some kind of straggly cell right from the Buckley in between Michigan and Manhattan. There, it looks like it's trying to do something, maybe.
Yep, rain picks up, has picked up here. It's definitely wind driven. Could hear a couple of tings off the glass here. I'm going to see if there's some little tiny hail sitting outside. Net control will be back here in just a second. All right, net control is back. Looks like storm's already passed. It was about a 30-second blip of 25-30 mile an hour wind gusts, and if there was any hail, it's completely gone. But it was raining really good, and wind was picking up. All right, quick update: severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern Benzie County is canceled. The severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect for northwestern Grand Traverse and southwestern Grand Traverse and northwestern Wexford. Excuse me. 741 severe thunderstorms located along a line from Grand to near Hanna to near Buckley, moving northeast at 35 miles an hour. Hazards, 60 mile an hour wind gusts are possible. Again, all radar indicated. They have tightened up the box quite a bit, so right now it's only covering portions of Grand Traverse and Wexford. Again, this is Northern Michigan Skywarn Severe Weather Network.
This is NAJDQ Joe Gaylord. My daughter lives over near Grand, and apparently we got tornado sirens going off over there, and it looks like something has been issued on the National Weather Service.
You're saying the Grand area?
Roger, that's the report I got from my daughter. She was on the backside of Silver Lake near Grand.
Break? Go ahead.
I'm in the Grand region. Currently, no sirens. Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey 00.
Yeah, I was going to say there's no sirens in the Grand area unless we were picking up maybe the Interlochen Arts Academy. They may have set theirs off as a precaution. They seem to do that. if she was down in that area.
Okay, she just reported to me that his ear blown off and it's finished. So, anyway, I was just looking at the National Weather Service here and they had a tornado box come up, but no explanation. So, who knows? NAKTQ, stand by. Thanks, guys.
All right, thanks, Joe. We're going to take a look at it here.
When the thunderstorm warning was first issued, it was set out, I think possibly as an EAS. I know it did have for immediate broadcast tag on it. That may have been what she saw.
Okay, it's gone off my screen. We have to pipe in sunshine over here, you know. It ain't changing.
All right, this is Net Control, K8REH, Northern Michigan Sky Warrant Through Weather Network. Looks like the cell that has produced the severe thunderstorm warning is almost out of the box. For some reason, they're popping up a rotation possible here. I'm taking a look at it, but I'm not seeing any warnings from NWS so far. All right, this is Net Control, K8REH, Northern Michigan Sky Warrant Fair Weather Network. Again, we still have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 8 p.m. Got about 5 minutes left on it. Be for southwestern Grand Traverse, northwestern Wexford. It was until about 8 p.m. Severe thunderstorm was capable of producing 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts, torrential rain. Right now, a good cell is moving through the Mayfield Paradise area, headed east, stretches all the way down past Fife Lake to Manton, all the way up through Acme. Again, 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts and torrential rain at this time. This is KDRH Net Control.
Net Control, this is Kilo Echo Whiskey Sierra Zulu. We are off here.
All right, very good. We'll check out. Still got a couple minutes here before we close the net, and we're gonna continue monitoring this, and then we'll get back here in just a couple minutes.
All right, I'll hop back on if there's anything more happening around here. Happy storm showers. Kilo Echo 8 Whiskey, Sierra Zulu.
And this is Net Control, Northern Michigan Sky Warrant Severe Weather Network. And at this time, the severe thunderstorm warning for Grand Traverse and Wexford counties has expired. With that, we are going to put the net back into condition green and just continue to monitor. All stations are encouraged to maintain a sharp lookout for any changing weather conditions and listen for any other possible warnings for this evening. It looks like we've got another couple cells coming ashore off Frankfurt moving into our area, so there is a possibility of nets further on this evening. Severe thunderstorm warning being allowed to expire, we're going to go back to condition green monitor and pick the net back up later on this evening if anything else happens. This is K8REH Net Control. We'll release the repeaters at this time and continue to monitor.
November 8 Alpha Papa X-ray, just a general announcement to all Skywarn stations in northern Michigan. We're expecting severe weather threats over the next 2 days, tonight through the day tomorrow, and looks like part of the day on Tuesday. Just a good reminder to charge batteries, prep any emergency supplies, things like that. Just wanted to give everybody a heads up. Next couple of days could turn out to be bumpy, so We'll keep a watch and go from there. Thanks, Mike, N8APX.
Yeah, thanks for the announcement. And like you said, there is a possibility for the next couple of days for activation. So, again, remain alert for any changing weather conditions and any possible warnings from there on. This is Studio REH, net control.
KCAVSU, FYI, down near Kingsley on Garfield Road, there's a down power line. They will be shutting Garfield Road down. I don't know what streets exactly, just FYI.
K8BCW. K8BCW.
Sorry, that audio was really quiet. That meant for me.
Hey Ron, it's Bentley, K8BCW. Using my phone from North Carolina. Can you hear me now?
Yes, your audio is kind of weird. A little distorted. I'm assuming you're coming in on the All-Star. I have a lot of road noise and a lot of rain, so I apologize. Anyhow, did we speak earlier? Within the last few days?
No, I think it's been over a week since I talked to you.
Okay, well, it could be, but I know your voice is a little familiar. As I said, the audio's not the greatest. I don't know if it's just my ambient noise and the fact that I'm driving through a bit of a thunderstorm. What's new this Sunday evening?
Okay, it's Bentley, K8BCW.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm having a terrible intelligibility problem with you. I don't know if it's on my end or on yours. Are you, tell me your connection. Are you coming in on All-Star or Echo Link or something?
Yeah, on All-Star using the app on my phone. I'm out of town and just heard you call out, so I thought I'd answer and say hello.
So it's all RF. You're connected with RF to one of the... one of the Northern Michigan Link repeaters?
Negative. I'm using my phone, using an app to get into the All-Star Link.
Ryan, you may want to
check
your speaker.
The audio's pretty bad. Like I said, I can take some responsibility for some of it because I have to have the audio cranked up all the way in order to hear you. And as I said, I'm driving in a noisy truck in the middle of the rain, so there's some ambient noise there that's an issue as well. But I don't recall if we've been through this before. I think we have, but I'm not sure. So, and I'm just coming back from Xenia on my final 20 minutes or so till I get to my driveway. So, I appreciate the conversation. It's been a long drive.
Brian, you may want to make sure that your speaker on your radio is not blown, because it's Bentley and he sounds fine.
Okay. Well, could be me. I may have something going on with the external speaker here, because everybody sounds funny.
Yeah, thanks for the confirmation there, Drake. Was making sure it wasn't me.
Well, it does sound like it's raining pretty hard over there, so that's also a factor.
Yeah, that's an understatement. It's getting better the further north of town I get, but coming into town from the south, everything from Waters to north of Gaylord, it was just a torrential downpour. Wipers couldn't even keep up.
Well, it's beautiful, dry, and warm down here just south of Asheville, North Carolina. We're having a great time so far. Just got down here today.
I'm surprised there hasn't been any other returning hamvention traffic ahead of me.
Maybe they stopped and got a hotel room.
I'm sorry, stopped and got a what?
Hotel room.
All right, I hope I am not losing an audio stage in this radio. That would kind of be the ultimate insult to this FDM 400, which has been far from trouble-free. There's been plenty of things go on with this thing that keep me on my toes, so I might have to yank it out of here and put it on the bench, maybe replace it with something. I don't use the Fusion all that much. Honestly, I'm not that big a fan of the Fusion audio. And anyway, was it a three-land station? I never did get your QTH. I know you said you're RF here, but I'm not sure which one of our repeaters you're into.
Well, Ron, we're clearly not connecting all the way today, so I will just have to catch you another time. Safe travels back home from Dayton, and hope you have a good evening. K8BCW.
All right, sir. Better luck next time. Again, probably starting to make me think it's all on my end. Bentley, are you free for a call?
Yeah, you bet. Call me on the phone if you want.